Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Who remembers the classic movie from 1987? Remember RoboCop?
Open the safe, Pops. Open the goddamn safe!
You better open that at count of three.
Crook.
One, two.
Drop the gun. You are under arrest. Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
RoboCop was so amazing. Well, 30 years later, we apparently have a real-life RoboCop, kind of. The police department in L.A. have been testing out their cool new robot on the streets of L.A. And to tell us all about it, we're joined by a regular tech journalist, Jasper Hamill. Good morning, Jasper.
Morning.
So, talk to us about RoboCop, because we all have this kind of fantasy of, you know, the 6'6" metal man walking and solving crimes, impervious to bullets and all that. But we're not quite there yet with this RoboCop, are we?
No, unfortunately not. Los Angeles has been testing this robot that kind of looks, I guess, like a large sort of mobile bin. it doesn't have guns. It isn't half cyborg,
yes,
half human, all cop yet. And it kind of trundles around. And I guess it's there as a reassurance. So, you know, if you're in a park or something and you're worried about being beaten up or whatever it is, it kind of trundles around the corner, makes you feel a bit better.
Or frightens the life out of you. The robot comes bursting out of the bushes.
I did watch a little video on him, and yeah, you say bin, I say kind of an egg is what he looks like. He's a white egg with police on him. He looks kind of official and all that.
But Jasper, isn't it working? It's having results, even though he seems to be fairly, you know, impotent in many ways. But it seems to be doing enough.
Well, it seems to be having the same effect as having a bobby on the beat. You know, if you're doing something really dangerous, selling something you shouldn't be doing or running some other illegal racket, then I guess even having this great big mobile egg thing near you is enough to put you off, because it's got a camera on there, and it might not if it catches you in the act, that's still evidence. And what are you going to do about it? You can't then beat it up and take the camera off.
Well,
it.
Well, so you say but like, I'm not trying to put thoughts into the criminal's mind here, but I'm saying, you know, it's COVID, you've got a mask on and a baseball cap, walk over, kick the robot egg over, and then he's going to be lying on the ground going, error, error, and videoing nothing.
Yeah, at the moment, wait till it get guns. I mean, gets guns. I mean, it seems to be a matter of time before they start arming these things. And they've got robot dogs as well, which can run into disaster zones and save human beings. And we're always sold it's going to make life better. But I wonder, in Singapore, they've already got these robots nagging people about social distancing, which kind of sounds like a nice idea, but I think that would get old and annoying quite quickly.
Well, I have a listen to the locals in this park, and it's called Huntington Beach, is the area in LA where this robot egg RoboCop guy has been patrolling, and they seem okay with it.
There was an incident a while back where I think some kids were vandalizing property, and the police arrived right away.
Because of the robot?
Yes.
You don't feel that it's interfering in your privacy?
I mean, not really. It's not like it follows me home, you know?
Because that's the thing. I suppose if kids are vandalizing property, or if they're hanging around in kind of an antisocial gang and they're kind of making people feel uncomfortable, running a robot through that is effectively a 360 camera recording device is a way of getting, you know, that level of petty crime to disperse. I'm not sure whether the drug cartels will be overly concerned about 360 camera RoboCop.
Well, I suppose it moves it out of particular areas if they're problem areas and people don't feel safe. But I noticed, Jasper, that you would imagine that one of the main benefits of robotic police and in law enforcement is that it will be cheaper than a human. But this thing costs $70,000 a year to run.
Well, that is outrageously expensive. I didn't realize it cost that much. So that is outrageously expensive. It will get cheaper, I guess. You think of the price of a smartphone now. You know, you can probably compare to what it was. So sooner, I guess it will get cheaper. But I think people would rather have a real policeman on the street, would they not? We often hear about bobbies on the beat, but the whole policing model has changed, isn't it? Nowadays, we respond to crimes. So something bad happens, then you go and you know, console the person that's just been stabbed and say, I'm terribly sorry you've been stabbed. We'll get that person. Yeah, whereas in the past, you would have had a policeman walking around and so you wouldn't have got stabbed in the first place.
Well, I think you have a pretty romantic view of how well the police, Bobby on the beat, was doing his job. I mean, he was mostly queuing for coffee and buying donuts and stuff.
Yeah, but like, here's an example, right? You mentioned just deterrent and the presence, you know, and obviously, you know, 50% fewer crimes were reported while this robot was out and a 30% increase in arrests. So, you know, it does have some effect. I'm just thinking to my own village where I live, and during the summertime when the sun was out and all the crazies were coming out causing havoc out by the in the harbour and on the pier and all that, all the police did was just park a car right outside the train station. So that as the people were flooding out, they're immediately hit by, there's a police presence here. Mm. And it seemed to have, just from, you know, I don't have any stats, but it certainly felt like things calmed down. And that was just parking a police car at a junction. But, I think it's the idea that there's a presence that maybe is enough to reassure people, but also deter crime, which it looks like it's happening here in the States.
Yes, I think people knowing they're being watched and people know police are there is likely to make them behave a little bit better. I think people can easily forget about CCTV cameras because they're often quite subtle, but you'd assume that would have the same effect. But having a great big, you know, robot with guns for arms just parked outside the end of your pier is definitely going to put you off your cider drinking.
Jasper, you are determined to arm these things. It's only a matter of time. Whereas the guys who actually made them said they've no plans to arm this robot whatsoever. But Jasper's already living in a dystopian future where robot arms are shooting us left, right and centre.
Well, there's actually a worrying one, Jasper, just before we let you go. Detective Robotalk over in the United Arab Emirates, he seems a bit more invasive because he's using facial recognition to judge facial expressions to see if children are in danger. You know, so you imagine that all criminals are like, "Arr." But, you know, it seems to be a bit more intrusive and it's doing facial scans to see if people have records and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and in China as well, they have one that's been measuring people's temperature for COVID. And this is going to become more of a reality. Like, I've got friends in Silicon Valley, and unfortunately, I'm not blessed with a beautiful head of hair. And they always say that in the future, that my friend's smart glasses will notice that I'm not blessed with a lovely head of hair, and suddenly I'll be having, you know, adverts for baldness cures come in. So I guess even though I haven't told anyone, even though I haven't turned to Google and say, oh God, I'm going bald. But we're just going to have to get used to that. So in places like the United Arab Emirates, you're not going to be able to do anything. You know, if you swear, maybe, and we all like a good swear, you might get caught. Or say you say something that can be deemed against the government, or even if you have a grumpy face on. That was in 1984, you know, if you could make a face crime. And goodness knows, I mean, I've made a few face crimes in my time.
What I want the future to be, Jasper, is that your friends wear their glasses, the future glasses, where they have like AR and VR in the glasses, and they project whatever hair they think you should have onto your head. And then, go, Jasper, you look great. Hey, thanks very much. And you've got these flowing Samsonite locks on the back of your head or something. Jasper, we have to let you go there. Thanks for being tech journalist Jasper Hamill joining us to talk about real-life RoboCop. See you later, man. All the best. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.